This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, July 30th. I'm Audrey McCabe. Colorado has been ranked the top state for education by U.S. News and World Report. From the beginning of Governor Polis's first term, which started 7 years ago, he was set on Colorado reaching this ranking. The publication says that Colorado's rise was largely driven by three improvements: increases in overall educational attainment, two-year degree program graduation rates, and preschool enrollment. According to U.S. Census Bureau data, Colorado's share of adults over 25 with an associate degree or higher rose from 54.6% in 2023 to 55.9% the following year, bumping the state to number one in educational attainment. Over the same period, educational attainment in the U.S. rose from 44.5% to 45.7%. That puts Colorado about 10 percentage points above the national average. However, Polis stated that being number one in a country that underperforms many other wealthy industrialized nations is a low bar. Here he is talking to a reporter from CBS Colorado.
Being number one in America, sadly, isn't good enough because other countries are outperforming us. Yes, we're number one in America. We want to be number one in the world, and there's a lot more work to do to get there.
In other state news, workers at the Cargill meatpacking plant in Fort Morgan have reached a tentative agreement with the company, ending a nearly 70-day lockout. The Colorado Sun reports a Cargill spokesperson confirmed the agreement. Union members are expected to vote on it early next week. Workers were locked out of the facility in May after rejecting the company's final contract offer. The plant has been idle since then, and cattle were redirected to Cargill plants in other states. Governor Polis also got involved, calling for an end to the lockout earlier this month. Workers have been fighting for better pay, healthcare, and stronger workplace protections. And in local news, the second annual Delta County Night Out will be held on Tuesday, August 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cedar Ridge Town Park. The celebration is held in conjunction with national night out events across the country and aims to strengthen ties between emergency personnel and the communities they serve. Delta County states that the night will be a wonderful opportunity for residents of all ages to meet the dedicated law enforcement officers, firefighters, EMTs, dispatchers, and support teams who keep our country safe every day. Colorado's largest reservoir is at a record low. Blue Mesa is about 29% full, and federal forecasters have it approaching the level where it stops making electricity as early as October. KVNF's Brody Wilson has the story.
Because I think the last thing anyone wants, whether, you know, from an irrigator's perspective, an environmental perspective, a recreation perspective, would be to dry up the Black Canyon.
That's Caleb Foy, a senior water resources engineer at the Colorado River District and its technical lead for the Gunnison Basin. The dry canyon he's describing is not a thought experiment this summer. Blue Mesa is the largest reservoir in Colorado. It sits on the Gunnison, upstream of the Black Canyon, and in a normal year, it spends the spring filling up with snowmelt. This year, the snow did not come.
We were sitting at just over 240,000 acre-feet of storage in the reservoir, which is roughly about a third of the volume that we would typically expect to see in the reservoir in this time of year.
That's against a 30-year average. Foy went back through the driest years this basin has on record, 1977. 2002, and 2012, and 2018.
2026, unfortunately, is coming in even drier than any of those.
Blue Mesa also started this year quite low. So when the runoff didn't come, there was just nothing in the bank. That pushes the reservoir toward an elevation called minimum power pool. Below that elevation, the water is still there. It just sits below the turbine intakes for the dam. At full capacity, Foy says, Blue Mesa's generators power at least 34,000 homes. Below that line, none. Here, Caleb describes the situation facing water managers.
They identified that the reservoir could drop to below even to power pool by as early as October of this year.
So a lot of people came together to keep that from happening. Blue Mesa runs under a 2012 federal record of decision. That sets minimum flows far downstream at the Whitewater Gauge, just above where the Gunnison meets the Colorado. Those minimum flows are there for endangered fish. In June and July, the target is usually about 1,000 cubic feet per second. The floor, the number they're not supposed to go under, is 750 cubic feet per second. But this month, Reclamation and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service went under that.
With the Fish and Wildlife Service and other water users throughout the Gunnison Basin, as well as the state of Colorado, decided and agreed to lower the whitewater target down to 500 CFS.
That reduction of 250 cubic feet per second keeps about 500 acre feet per day in Blue Mesa. Foy said twice, unprompted, that that wasn't done lightly. But between the reservoir and those endangered fish, there's a tunnel. The Gunnison Tunnel pulls water from the river just below Crystal Reservoir at the head of the Black Canyon and carries it under the mountains to irrigate 80,000 acres of the Uncompahgre Valley. The tunnel belongs to the Uncompahgre Valley Water Users Association.
UVWUA holds a very senior water right for the Gunnison Tunnel to divert out of the Gunnison River just below Crystal Reservoir.
Senior. In Colorado, that one word does the work. The oldest rights get filled first, all the way to the last drop, before a junior water right gets anything at all. A full Gunnison Tunnel runs about 1,050 cubic feet per second, and even full, Foy says, it covers only about half of what the Uncompahgre Valley needs. Which raises the question that people concerned with flows in the Gunnison have been asking. The Uncompahgre Valley water users have another source, Ridgeway Reservoir on the Uncompahgre side. And Ridgeway, unlike Blue Mesa, is nearly full. So why keep pulling from the Gunnison? Well, partly because they planned it that way. The association told shareholders this spring that, quote, UVWUA's goal is to maintain storage in Ridgeway Reservoir until mid-July to help support peak season demands, end quote. It's now the end of July, and that water is going to work. And partly because Ridgeway was never meant to carry the entire valley alone.
So the real issue for Uncompahgre Valley water users this year is typically they rely on more than just Ridgeway storage from that Uncompahgre side of their system. They would be relying on natural flow coming down from snowmelt beyond just reservoir storage to satisfy a portion of their demand. And frankly, that just hasn't been here. It's my understanding they actually received zero water in regard to direct flow water from the Uncompahgre system this year to date.
Zero. So Ridgeway isn't a surplus they're sitting on. It's most of what they have left, and they saw it coming.
UVWUA is currently at a 50% allocation in regard, you know, for planning purposes. That's what they came into this year, just seeing the writing on the wall in regard to the poor hydrologic conditions.
That means that every water user in the system is getting half as much water as they would in a normal year. That's a real loss hitting our local producers directly. And UVWUA is working to get producers enough water to harvest their summer crops. But they say, quote, we have no expectation to be able to provide water for the winter crops, end quote. So the senior right stays whole, while the river below runs at half its normal summer flow. That is not the system failing. That is the system working exactly as it was planned. Foy describes where that road ends.
Because there's multiple colors of water in Blue Mesa Reservoir. Some of it is Aspinall unit storage rights, and some of it is Uncompahgre Valley Water Users Association Taylor Park first fill storage water right that's delivered down from Taylor Park Reservoir. And so if we were ever to get into a situation where the only water in Blue Mesa Reservoir were the Taylor Park water that is owned by UVWUA. The problem there would be that would effectively dry up the Black Canyon.
Nobody wants that. Not the irrigators, not the biologists, not the outfitters on the river. Which is why that minimum flow target came down from 750 to 500 cubic feet per second. What happens next depends on snow that hasn't fallen yet.
Absent any dramatic shift in hydrology, we're likely going to need to continue to operate at these lower downstream flow targets for the foreseeable future in order to preserve storage at Blue Mesa Reservoir.
Caleb Foy won't call it safe.
A less risky neighborhood than we would have otherwise been in.
For KBNF News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Brody Wilson.
That's your KBNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, July 30th. I'm Audrey McCabe.